you are all about to get on this record. The world is getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies to this Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince, and I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia. I'm broadcasting through the facilities of ShakeAndWakeRadio.com. I'm also being simulcast on the Truth Be Told Radio Networks. Thanks for joining us today, and as always, I start the show off with a little plug for the station. We don't get any money from governments or any other sources, but people that listen to the shows. A cup of coffee a month, guys, would be appreciated by the people that put a lot of time and effort into bringing this programming to you. Annie over there is Shake and Wake. I know she's working relentlessly, and any little bit of help for her or Kevin over at Truth Be Told, I know would be much appreciated. Always start the show with thanking my producer because I always manage to forget at the end. Thanks, Steve, for what you do for me. You're a blessing in my life, my friend. People that have listened to my shows over the year are quite familiar with my guests here the next hour, of course, every 2 weeks. Religiously, I get Roger Landry back in because there is so much going on down in the States, and Roger kind of keeps us in touch with what's going on down there, seeing we're stuck up here in the great white north. Roger, always good to have you back in, my friend. And what's on your mind today?
Well, first off, let me tell you that Annie is now also replaying TLV Talk Radio.
Yeah, I know. She's picked your show up now.
Yep, which I absolutely love. But I've known Annie for a long time. I used to do a show with her and her husband 8 years ago. So,
yeah, that was on Awake Radio, I believe, right?
Yep, that was when Awake was fairly new. So,
yeah, well, I was doing shows back on that work back at that time too, Roger. And
that's where I met you.
It's all full circle now.
But go ahead. I met you.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where I did meet you.
Yep.
Damn, eh?
Yep. Absolutely.
And my life hasn't been the same since, Roger. But, you know, we talked before the show started today, and there's two things we really want to kind of hit on today. And, of course, what's going on in the Ukraine right now, I'd really like to get your input on that. And then after that, I'd like to get into what Pfizer just did and what's come out of Pfizer here in the last week. So what do you think is really going on in the Ukraine right now, Roger?
Well, it's like anything else in the world. If you stop to consider what people are being told about what's going on in the Ukraine, most of it is a lie. Most of it is a story. Most of it is a front. Most of it is a distraction. I'm going to tell you something. If you're poisoning a vast majority of society, you really want to distract their attention from that as much as possible. If you stop to consider that the truckers in Canada did that for at least a couple of weeks and it worked very well. But when that started to peter out and all of a sudden people started refocusing on that issue, then all of a sudden door number one slammed closed and door number two opened up. Okay. So here we are. We're looking at Ukraine like it is the preface to World War III. And please do not take me as somebody who doesn't believe that it very well could be. It could be. If you take a look at the preludes to World War I and World War II, they're very, very reminiscent. I mean, they follow basically the same patterns we're looking at right now. And that is an elitist sect or an elitist group that uses what is going on in the world for political gain. I would tell you right now that anybody who really, really understands, and I am not a big Putin fan, this guy is an ex-KGB officer, okay? And at the time he was a KGB officer, that wasn't exactly a friendly, nice place to be. So I'm not a big Putin fan. But if you stop to consider what's actually going on here and what you're not being told, let me give you a scenario. Okay? We have literally been kicking Putin and Russia in the sack for the last, I don't know how many years. And when people say, what are you talking about, Roger? Let me explain to you what would go on in the United States if all of a sudden we had a bunch of Russian and Chinese troops sitting right above the border with all kinds of tanks, artillery pieces, and missile launchers. Or the same type of a scenario sitting on the Mexican border. Or the same scenario sitting on the Russian, I mean, on the Canadian and the Mexican border. We have literally been strangling Russia and tightening the noose every single second of every single day for how many years? We have encroached upon their sphere of influence. The United States would go totally bullcrap if that was happening in Canada and Mexico. They wouldn't put up with it, but yet Russia is supposed to put up with it. If you take a look at the corruption in Ukraine, we've got a president of the United States whose son, and he was a partner of his son's at the time, was handling and perpetrating so much corruption, it's insane. And this was a time when Biden was a vice president of the United States. If you take a look at what's going on, what we are seeing is Russia is the bully. Russia is the mean person. Putin is a tyrant. Putin is Hitler. And what Putin's saying to the world is, I am tired of you literally coming into my house and threatening me with a gun. This is exactly what's happening. Now, would I agree with the mechanisms he's used to enforce that thought? No, I don't. I don't think he should be in there killing people. I don't think he should be bringing his troops into Ukraine and bombing their cities and shelling their cities. I don't think any of that should have happened. But you're not hearing the side of the story I just told you. All you're hearing is that he is a super bad guy. Again, put yourself into the scenario I just gave you where this would be happening on the Canadian border or the Mexican border. We wouldn't tolerate it. It wouldn't be tolerated. But yet Putin and Russia are supposed to swallow it, shut up, and let NATO do whatever the hell they want to do. So, again, I'm not telling you any of this is good. I'm not telling you Putin's a hero. He's not. I'm not telling you what he's doing is right. It isn't. What I am saying is the United States and NATO have gone further towards provoking this and making it happen than Putin and Russia ever did. They're not acting. They're reacting. How many people agree with me? Not a whole lot. Why? Because you're programmed with ignorance. You haven't been told what I just told you. But you want to know something? If you do a little research, you're going to find out, as usual, Roger doesn't raise his voice unless he knows what the hell he's talking about. And I do. You asked.
Well, Roger, if Justin Trudeau is supporting the Ukraine, then you know something's really messed up in the Ukraine. That's kind of like the bottom line, because we've got a dictator cheering a dictator on. It's all, to me, it's just smoke and mirrors. It's just a distraction. Especially in light of what we've learned here in the last week about the actual adverse effects of these Jimmy Jabs.
Hold on. Biden, in the State of the Union address, Biden told the American people we were well prepared for what is happening in the Ukraine. We had prepared well. We were totally ready for this. And I sat there and went, wait, what?
What? Yeah. Exactly.
Are you a freaking moron? And then I realized, yes, he is. So that answered my question right there. What he told the American people is the most blatant lie there is. But then just about every word that came out of his mouth in the State of the Union address, and a lot of it was about Ukraine, was a blatant lie. Nowhere did he ever say, listen to me, this is akin to somebody walking up your steps, and you've got a foyer. And for all you that don't know what that means, you open up the front door, you walk in, there's a place where you hang your hat, You take your coat off, you put it on a hook. If you got an umbrella, you put it in the umbrella rack, and then you knock on the front door. That's a foyer, okay? The United States and NATO is in the Russian foyer with a six-shot revolver strapped to their side knocking on the front door. And Putin's not supposed to do anything. Now, could he have done this diplomatically? Could he have done this in a whole lot more effective and less violent fashion? Yes, he could have. But who facilitated this? Who brought it on? Who egged it on? Who made it happen? The United States and NATO made it happen, but you're never going to be told that.
No, you'll never get that information on CNN or ABC or NBC or CBC or in Canada. And that's, of course, one of the biggest problems we have in society right now, Roger, is misinformation coming out of the mainstream. So people really can't get a feel for what's going on. I talked to one gentleman over in France there this morning, and he told me that he's got people that are right in the Ukraine. And the amount of actual activity going on as to what's being reported, there seems to be a great discrepancy. Do you believe that there's a lot of charading being done as far as actual military action being perpetrated by the Russians?
I do believe that the Russians do have a strong military force in Russia. I also believe what most people, again, don't understand when you're being told that Russian is this big, powerful bully. The Russian troops are not the most well-trained troops on the planet. The Russian troops do not have the highest level of morale on the planet. They are taking losses. They are taking losses. If they were half the military force everybody claims they are, they shouldn't be taking. But at the same time, are they doing damage? Yes, they are. Is it at the level we're being told it's at? Look, if they said, okay, he popped off a few guns here, he tossed a missile over there, and tomorrow yep. he might do this, then everybody would be yawning and walking away. Door number three would not be effective. In order right. to keep people from remembering what the hell was behind door number two, door number three's got to be, oh, my God!
Shock and awe, buddy. That's and we exactly know how right. effect- exactly. We know how effective that is. How do you think this plays in, if it does, with the dumps by Pfizer here this week?
Yeah, all of this plays in together. And I know, said I'm this on your
show. Yeah, I know that. I'm just going to let you go with it. Go ahead.
I've said on your show on many occasions, here we go again, Roger's going to say that again. If door number one, people start to realize what's happening. People start to understand what's happening. Then you must open up door number two, which has a whole new round of catastrophic happenings that will attract your attention, suck you in, and go, oh my God, how much longer do I have to live? Okay, right now there is a telegraph out there that's going beep, 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 beep. And what's it saying? It's saying that Putin is in his bunker right now with all of his nuclear forces on alert. It's saying yeah. that the United States is at the highest level of nuclear readiness, of nuclear bombs, nuclear missiles, that we've ever been outside of wartime. That's what they're saying, okay? And is it true? It absolutely is true. But at the same time, that's door number two or door number three, because they don't want you looking at door number one. What is door number one? I've been saying door number one on your show for almost 18 months. You said before the show I've been saying it for a year. No, I've been saying it for over a year and a half, that what we are looking at is the deadliest pharmaceutical agent ever produced by Big Pharma or any pharma company in the history of humanity. But we were told we're crazy. We were told this is misinformation. We were told you need to be shut up because what you're putting out isn't true. Let me explain something to you. I was not vindicated because I hate the word. I did not feel like I had been proven right because I don't want to be proven right. What I felt was, okay, idiot, what are you going to say now? And that was for all the people who pushed back against me and the other people that were saying this. I was saying 18 months ago that these vaccines would turn out to be the biggest hit against humanity and used as a factor for genocide. We go back to the Georgia Guidestones. Keep humanity under 500 million in tune with nature. And I'm paraphrasing. Those aren't the exact words, but that's what it says. Okay, there's 8 billion of us. You cannot do that with a nuclear war because, hey, whoever's left has to live in underground in bunkers for the next 20,000 years, and the elites don't want to do that. So they need two things. They needed a big scare, and they needed a big relief from that scare. That was a local. That was a global plandemic. No, I didn't say that word by mistake. I said it purposely. It was a global plandemic and a promise of a vaccine that would make it all better. Okay, so a couple of months ago, we were told that, hey, and the CDC had to admit it. Wait a minute. This vaccine doesn't keep you from getting COVID. This vaccine doesn't keep your body from storing COVID. This vaccine doesn't keep you from transmitting COVID. So basically, it doesn't do crap. But all of a sudden, when people started to realize that and they're forcing you to take it anyway, door number one slammed closed and door number two opened up. These are all these brave Canadians, and I have nothing but good things to say about them, a freedom convoy across all of Canada. And that was the focus of everybody's attention. And then you've got Trudeau stepping up and saying, we're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to declare a state of emergency. A state of emergency for peaceful demonstrations? Demonstrations that were so violent, they brought their kids to play in the freaking street at night. Are you kidding me? But that's what happened. And about the time people started realizing that this was all show by Trudeau, yes, that's a rhyme and it was intentional, then the door number two slammed closed and door number three opened up. Putin's going to start World War III. What we are looking at is nobody is even considering what the hell was behind door number one. And that was a vaccine that is going to cause massive harm to humanity. And there's no way back from that at this point. There isn't. There've already been way too many shots given out. Now, when we got a hold of, I don't know, probably about 2 or 3 months ago, information that the FDA was basically setting up some sort of a protest or some sort of a scenario whereby they could keep the trials information from being made public, which is supposed to be done almost immediately after vaccine trials. They wanted to keep that information from the public for 75 years. Do you remember that, Barry?
Nothing to see there, Roger.
75 years. Okay? I want to tell you something. 75 years from now, all the damage that is going to be done, I'm not saying could be done, I'm saying is going to be done by these vaccines would already have taken place, and releasing that information would have been absolutely useless. It wouldn't have made any difference whatsoever 75 years from now because all the damage is done. But a judge forced the release of that information. And what do we see? We see 10 pages filled with hundreds upon hundreds of side effects that are massively damaging to the body.
Very severe.
Now, in the United States, in Canada, and in a lot of other countries across the planet, we have something that's called informed consent. You cannot, and this comes straight from, you know, actions such as the Nuremberg trials. You cannot force me to put something or force something into my body without my permission or without my full knowledge of what it is and what it's going to do to me first. Let's go back to the Pfizer release, okay? We have hundreds upon hundreds, 10 massive pages of nothing but this, and it doesn't even have a breakdown of them. This is just the names of these adverse events. It's the names of what they saw in the vaccine trials. The names, that's it. And there's 10 massive pages of just the names of what they saw. 75 years they wanted to keep that under wraps. That tells everybody across the planet immediately that there was more to hide than anybody could possibly guess. Now, let me explain something else to you, because a lot of people are saying, well, the CDC and the FDA work for the government, and their job is to keep us healthy and to make sure that private companies like Pfizer and Moderna don't hurt us. So what's going on here? Okay, what most people don't understand is Canada, Great Britain, Germany, the United States, Italy, Australia, they're all corporations. The CDC is a corporation. The FDA is a corporation. Where do they get a lot of their money? A lot of the people that run the FDA, the CDC, look at Fauci. He makes $200,000 more than the president of the United States and has a piece of how many patents from Big Pharma? This is a government agency? They tell you that. It is not. So if they're going to protect somebody, the FDA, are they going to protect you and me, or are they going to protect the massive profits from their fellow corporations, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, are slipping into their pockets under the table when they think nobody's watching? Mm. What we are looking at is tyranny beyond belief. And those are just my opening statements, but I'll let you say something. It's your show.
What? You're going to let me say what? Hold on. You're supposed to give me a minute's notice there, Roger. You caught me off guard here. No, you're okay. absolutely correct. But the level of how fast this is ramping up in society is absolutely mind-bending. It really is. What Trudeau, with his Emergency Act scam there a couple of weeks ago, you know, that was just a test run for Roger to find out how the Canadian public would actually react to something that draconian being implemented by the government. And of course, hundreds of thousands of Canadians reacted against it, but a lot of people just went along to get along. I think that what they're going to do now, I think you're going to see them back off on all these restrictions, which they are. I think people are going to feel like they've won a victory, and 6 weeks down the road from now, something very nasty is going to come back into society. They know how society is going to act when fear is put into their hearts. I think they're going to give us a little bit of a reprieve here, make feel like we won, but it's just a precursor to what's coming down the road. And I think something very nasty is coming very soon. What do you think?
I think, look, the name of the show, I just finished up my show, which is TLB Radio. The name of the show was When the Lies Become Malignant. Now let's talk about lies and malignancy. What does malignant mean? If I've got a tumor, okay, on my arm or on the back of my leg, and it's benign, all right, which means it's there, it kind of looks ugly, but it's not doing anything, okay? It's just there. It's not growing. It's not infecting. It's just a lump, and it's just sitting there. So basically, that's what benign means. But once that tumor becomes malignant, now it starts to spread cancer throughout the entire body. It starts to do it at a point where, oh, gee, can you tell when it all of a sudden decided to go malignant? Do you have a malignancy alarm built into your leg all around that tumor to tell you? No. Mm. You spent how many years looking at that tumor going, it's not really doing anything. It's not really hurting me, and I don't want to spend $5,000 to get the damn thing removed. So I'm just going to leave it there. I can live with it. And then one day you wake up and you're feeling like absolute crap. You can barely walk. You go to the doctor, and he tells you that you have cancer spread throughout your entire body due to a malignant tumor on your leg. When I say the lies become malignant, this is what is happening right now. The lies have become malignant, and they are spreading at such a rate that what do you try and control first? What do you try and control first? When you have a massive number of serious vaccine side effects discovered in the Pfizer trials that they tried to hide for 75 years, what do you do? Is anybody listening to this going to believe for 1 second that anybody from Pfizer is going to go to prison? Let me ask you something else, okay? Or let me tell you something else. There is somebody who was available to actually see happen what I'm about to explain to you. There are some biotech executives, meaning Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, who saw the Pfizer data and immediately stated they were not going to get boosters. Not only that, But those in that leadership, those leadership positions, and if you think everybody in those companies knows everything, they don't. Okay? Not only that, but the high muckety mucks who had not taken the shots yet absolutely swore to God they were not going to take the shots going forward because of the data they had seen. These are the people that run these damn companies. Let me explain something else to you. Death rates in 2021 worsened phenomenally after the shots became prevalent compared to 2020, particularly, listen to me, among non-COVID-related deaths. In other words, if somebody didn't have COVID and died, but they had the shot, what do you think they died from? What we are looking – hold on. I'm almost done with that point. The death rate for people of working age, which is 18 to 64, the death rate of working age people across the planet, especially in the United States where these statistics were done, has risen by 40% compared to pre-pandemic times. Listen to me. If 10 million people died, okay, unrelated prior to the pandemic, 10 million people died in a year, 14 million died as a result of the vaccines being rolled out because that was the only thing that differed. There is a DOD, Department of Defense, there's three of them, whistleblowers that data mined. They went in and data mined the DOD health database. And what did they find? The Department of Defense database revealed significant increases in the rates of miscarriages, cancer, neurological disease, stillbirths. And when did it happen? Right. After it started happening, right after all of these vaccines were cut loose. Door number one, door number two, door number three. I'll let you say something.
Actually, Steve has messaged me here. You wanted to add something real quick, Steve?
Yes, I did. Since the so-called leak from the Pfizer files, it indicates over 2,000 afflictions and diseases are associated just with the Pfizer jab alone.
Yes. And I was getting to that. You just jumped right ahead of me. Aren't you?
Sorry. Sorry.
No, no, no. Don't be sorry for helping me to put the truth out. No, I said thank you, and I meant it. All right. But, again, let's go back to something that nobody else is thinking about, okay? I'm going to tell you that I have an article, and when I publish my show tomorrow, I always, the next day, I publish my show embedded in an article I write with links proving everything I said on the show. One of the things I'm telling people, okay, is, again, about the ability of mRNA vaccines to literally alter your DNA. Now, there are supposed quote-unquote Fauciites out there, and yeah, that was supposed to be funny, Fauciites out there who are screaming that people like me saying that are liars. It doesn't exist. It can't happen. Except there's a peer-reviewed study that was published showing that once you've had the mRNA vaccine, as soon as it hits your liver, the liver converts the mRNA into spike DNA. This is a peer-reviewed scientific study. So Roger doesn't look so stupid again, does he? Once you affect the DNA of the human body, it doesn't matter what the hell you do. It isn't going away. And if you decide you're going to have kids, whatever that DNA change to your body is, you will pass on. And let's say, because a lot of these things, this is slow poison. A lot of what's going to happen as a result of these vaccines, most people who have been vaccinated might not see for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 as much as, but probably not much more than 10 years. Most of it's going to happen within the next 3 to 6 years. All right, I've been vaccinated twice. My DNA's been altered. I go and have kids. What have I done? anything that has screwed with my DNA gets passed on to any child I may have and becomes a permanent part of humanity's DNA. Now, if only a few million people in one country have been vaccinated, you can say, well, that's pretty well isolated and it's not really something to worry about. If you made sure that these vaccines were global and were issued to almost every single nation and a big chunk of every population in every nation across the planet, what you are saying is you have permanently altered human DNA going forward with everybody who has been vaccinated, which at this point may be a majority of humanity. Let's go back to the Georgia Guidestones again. Keep humanity under 500 million in tune with nature. There's 8 freaking billion of us. But how many have been vaccinated? And how many more are being told on a daily basis, you either get vaccinated with the most dangerous and deadly pharmaceutical ever used on humanity, or we're going to destroy your life. We're going to make sure you don't have a job. We're going to make sure you can't go to school. We're going to make sure you can't go buy groceries. We're going to make sure you can't buy a car. Your bank's not going to give you a bank loan. This is what they're telling you. They're saying, unless you step up, here we go again. Unless you walk into your doctor's office and say, Doc, I need a COVID vaccine. And the doctor walks over to his desk, opens the drawer, pulls out a six-shot revolver, spins the chamber, hands it to you and says, point it at your head and pull the trigger. Now, anybody out there that says, Roger, that's a little bit too, I don't know, in your face. Let me explain something to you. It doesn't keep you from getting it. It doesn't keep your body from storing it. And it doesn't keep you from giving it. Why the hell are you taking it? Now, if it can't do anything a vaccine does, but we know it can kill you, we know it can damage your DNA, we know it can cause heart attacks, we know it can cause brain aneurysms, and there's about 1,997 other things it can do, but it can't keep you from getting or giving COVID. Why the hell are you going to take it?
Because they say it's safe and effective. Roger, come on, man. Did you know that the Minister of Health...
If you don't take it, we'll destroy your life.
Exactly what they're doing. We're not going to force you to take it, but if you don't take it, we'll destroy your life so that you can't live as a human being. And we know they're going that way real hard with the digital currency. Cashless society is just around
the
corner.
That was my next point.
Okay, well, I'm just going to bring up one point. Hey, listen, did you know that the Minister of Health in Ontario, the day after Pfizer did their dumps, she resigned her position? Can you imagine that? And if you've ever listened, her name's Kathy. What's her last name? I don't have it on the tip of my tongue here, Roger. But
I don't either.
The lady talk. I'm telling you, buddy, it's like, I'm not kidding you. It's like looking at a devil. It is literally, I look at this lady when she talks, and it's, you're looking at something very evil. All that being said, a day after Pfizer released all that information, she resigned her position out of the blue, no explanation, just walked away from the job. So she's thinking right now that she can hide, but she can't. She can run, but she won't hide. We'll get her eventually. She'll be held accountable, just like everybody else. Go ahead.
There are a lot of high-ranking individuals, whether it be from health agencies, whether it be from pharmaceutical corporations, whether it be from big tech, that are starting to look for a place to hide. Because we were not supposed to be as awake as we are. We were not supposed to be as informed as we are. And to me, I don't think we're all that well informed, but we're well beyond the point they wanted us to be. That's why they have to keep opening different doors now. Door number one, door number two, door number three. They have to do that because too many people are becoming aware of the tragedies that are sitting in front of their face. So these people are starting to panic. What they need to do at this point is they absolutely need to force as much of humanity as possible to take these vaccines because they are on the downward slide. People are going to start saying, and they already have, get that damn thing away from me. And what I said on my show, not even 2 hours ago, I'll say here. Let me explain to you what I think needs to be done with you. If you tell me my child needs to have a vaccine in order to go to school, I'm going to look at you and say, if I had anything to do with it, I would take your child away from you right now. Mm-hmm. And when you look at me and say why, this is what I would tell you. The chances of your child dying from COVID are 0.002%. In other words, it's so small, it's insane. The mumps has a higher level of mortality than that. The measles have a higher level of mortality than that. Most flus have a higher level of mortality than that. But none of what I just described to you, the vaccines for them, are going to kill as many children as we are seeing dying now from a vaccine that shouldn't even ever be administered to anybody under 18. Actually, they shouldn't be administered to anybody on the planet because they can't keep you from getting it, they can't keep you from storing it, and they can't keep you from transmitting it. There's one hell of a vaccine.
Well, Roger, you know, data dumps from Pfizer, I haven't seen anything anywhere on mainstream media about that. Not a word so far. But I've caught lots of it on alternatives. So what's wrong with the mainstream? You don't think people would want to know about this? I mean, that's kind of like, that would be front page news, wouldn't it? But we hear nothing from them.
Just goes
to show you the level of censorship. Go ahead.
Probably the biggest, not one of the biggest, probably the biggest investor in any mainstream media is pharmaceutical companies.
Of course.
They pump huge bucks into CNN, huge bucks into MSNBC, NBC, CBS. They pump huge bucks into these things all the time. Right now, they are making an absolute killing. And yes, I use that word intentionally, but I'm referring to the money they're making. We're talking about billions of vaccines being given across the planet, and it's not done yet. What the last thing they want is mainstream media, which still has about 45 to 50% of the population somewhat paying attention to it, all of a sudden hearing that these vaccines are dangerous, don't touch them. Because all of a sudden, the biggest contributor to that, as far as money goes, as far as income goes for mainstream media, goes away. But that's not where it gets really bad. Here's where it gets really bad. Why don't you hear this from our senators? Why don't you hear this from our congressmen? Why don't you hear it up in Canada from the people who populate your government? Why don't you hear it from those who caught in the House of Lords and the House of Commons in Great Britain? Why don't you hear this from them? They are elected. They're sent there as our servants, not our bosses, our servants. Let me explain that to you. The biggest amount of money that goes into any one of them being reelected into office is not the military-industrial complex. It's Big Pharma. Big Pharma owns, and I'm going to use the United States right now because I live here, but believe me, it's not just the United States. Big Pharma literally owns Congress. Big Pharma literally owns the Senate. You're not going to hear it. And every once in a while, you may hear a senator or a congressman step up to say something. But when they do, they're going to get beat up so hard that they're going to shut their mouth and walk away with their tail between their legs because they've been told, you do that again, don't ever count on getting reelected because you won't. And they won't. So it's not just mainstream media. It is our very leadership that is treasonous. Media is a mechanism of that leadership. Because what happens is these people who want to be reelected, who literally owe their souls to Big Pharma, these people in Congress, these senators, they go to mainstream media and they say, that's misinformation. And if we think you're putting out misinformation, we can shut you down. You're going to get pressure from these leaders pressure from these Congress people, because Congress in the United States includes both houses, you're going to get pressure from them to the media telling them they need to shut up. But the media is also going to get pressure from their benefactors, the people that pay them billions of dollars a year, Big Pharma, to say exactly what they want them to say. So if you take a look at this, we are surrounded by traitors. Treason is so huge today in any country on the planet. Look at Australia. You want treason. Look at what's going on in Canada. You want treason. Look at what's going on in New Zealand. You want treason. Look at what's going on in America. Look at what's going on in the UK. Look at what's going on. You want me to keep going? Treason today is common. When you and I were kids, Barry, it was something you fought against. Today, if you want to get anywhere, you're damn right well better support it.
Yeah, we've slid a long ways, haven't we, Roger? You know, there's two Freedom Information Acts in place right now in Canada, to Health Canada, to find out exactly how much Big Pharma is actually funding Health Canada. And I've been trying to get information on that for the last 2 weeks. It's being covered up very, very, very well by the government. But what I've found out so far is that it could be as high as 60% of funding for Health Canada comes from Big Pharma. Well, have you ever seen a better example of the fox watching the hen house, Roger, in your life? The fact that that kind of an influence would be into our health, the very health officials that are elected to look after our health in Canada are being influenced by, of course, people that want to sell as many vaccines as they possibly can. Talk about hypocrisy. Unbelievable.
It's not people that want to sell as many vaccines as they – again, that's the way it started out, and that's what funds the mechanism that we're seeing in place. What we are talking about is not so much making Big Pharma richer. They're already the richest organizations, the richest cabal on the planet, unless you're talking about the Rothschilds and the Federal Reserve-style banks, of which only like two countries on the entire planet don't have one. But I'm talking about free and open corporations. Big Pharma rules the freaking planet, okay? If you take a look at what's going on globally – with the health passes, everybody's saying they're pushing back against this. These vaccine passes are going to go away. No, they're not, because under the table, in the down low, while nobody's looking, they're actually being proliferated. Okay? Mm-hmm. They really are. And it's not being done for COVID. COVID is not being done for COVID. The vaccines are being done for two reasons. One, to scare the crap out of humanity, and two, to thin down the herd. But I need to explain something else to you. What is behind door number three? We've talked about door number one and door number two today. What's behind door number three? What is the reason for all of this? Why did all of this have to start? Sure, they wanted to thin down the herd. They did. Okay? But that is a byproduct of what is actually happening. And what is actually happening? If you take a look at all of these Federal Reserve style banks across the planet, they're all in trouble. They are all so overextended, it is absolutely insane. They are trillions of dollars in the red, and they are all backed into a corner. You absolutely need a global monetary reset. It's going to happen. It's not a guess. It's not if. It's when. Anybody who doesn't think that, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. You're a moron. There is going to be a financial reset. There has to be. There is no banking institution left on this planet. And I'm talking about Federal Reserve style banking institutions that has not got its back to the wall right now. The only way out of it is to say all of a sudden, guess what? Now we're a one-world government, we have a one-world monetary system, and it's all digital, and we control it, which means they tell everybody how much they've got going forward. It also means that if I go on my show next week and I say how evil they are, this is not like they can come over, knock on my door, forcibly grab a hold of me, take my wallet, take the money out, and walk away. They don't have to do that. Because once we go to a digital currency, all paper money will be, you trade it in by such a date or it's worthless. At that point, anything you can do, they can use the monetary system to control you. This is the biggest control factor, and it is on its way. What's the prelude to it? The prelude to it is digital surveillance. What's the prelude to digital surveillance? Gee, how about vaccine passes?
There you go. Bingo. Slowly but surely, they're taking us there, Roger. What can we do right now to stop it? Because I get asked that question every day.
This was, yes, it's about a plandemic. Yes, it's about thinning down the herd with a vaccine that's going to end up by killing a lot of humanity. That's not a joke. That is. But why was it all done? It was all done because those who rule this planet and have for 400 years, Roger's not joking, Roger's not guessing, for 400 years have finally decided they need to hit the reset button. And when they hit the reset button, they still need to be on home plate. They still need to be in charge. How do you do that? You don't do it with paper money. You do it with a digital global currency that you have 100% control of. You now own the planet. It's not a matter of me saying, hey, guess what? I think there's a bunch of elites that own the planet. This is a provable fact. All you got to do is go out and say the Rothschilds are a bunch of faggots. The Rothschilds are a bunch of freaking idiots. I'd like to freaking put them all in the grave. And then you go back home and you look at your bank account and the $27,000 you had in there is gone.
It happened overnight, Roger. That's what Wait people a minute. Don't realize. Go ahead.
There's one more part of this that most people don't understand. Once you get into a digital currency like that, once you get into vaccine passports, it's a matter of do's and don'ts. This was set up almost 10 years ago, came into fruition over the last 5 or 6 years, and is really going strong in China right now. Social points.
Right.
Social points.
Yeah.
That's it. If you don't have enough points, you can't take your dog for a walk. If you don't have enough points, you can't go to the store and buy certain foods. If you don't have enough points, when they tie the social credit with your bank account, they now control every single aspect of your life. And there is literally nothing you can do about it unless you want to live out in the country and grow your own food and have nothing electronic in your life and so on and so forth. And even then, they will probably find you and drag your butt off to prison. The point is, we are looking at the introduction of a digital system that will control the entire planet. What is left of humanity? What can we do? There's two things we can do right now, okay? We can go to our leaders and we can absolutely tell them, if you ever want to be reelected again, this is what you need to do. You need to push back against a digital currency. You need to push back against these vaccine passes. That's the first thing. You absolutely cannot take no for an answer. If you take no for an answer, you're looking at a traitor. And if you reelect him, you're a moron. The next thing you can do is, if you have not been vaccinated, don't. And if you tell me, I have to have my child vaccinated because if I don't, he or she can't go to school, like I told you earlier, then I'm going to try my best to make sure you lose your child. I'm not talking about die. I'm talking about somebody should be taking your child from you, because all you're going to do is walk into the doctor's office, sit down. When he comes over to you, he's going to ask you what you need. I got to vaccinate my child. He's going to go to his desk. He's going to pull out the six-shot revolver. He's going to spin the chamber, hand it to you, and say, point it at your child's head and pull the trigger. That is exactly what's happening.
Have you got any reports on adverse effects in the States right now that have come to your attention in the last couple of weeks, Roger?
I have a lot of information that will be published in the article tomorrow. We'll send you up a link. As far as what is specifically for children, no. I have the information from the Pfizer dump, or a lot of it. I have a right. video on it where they actually call out a lot of the more troublesome side effects. The point right. here is this vaccine, and also there was something else that was done during the Pfizer trials that should have disqualified them immediately. No. I'm not guessing. I'm not joking. And I'm not stretching the truth, because you know I don't. Okay? If you stop and consider what is required to get a vaccine passed. What is it? Okay. I would tell you that Pfizer did not take into account, they failed at all-cause mortality. I'm not going to go into exactly what that is because it would take too long. Just remember I said that, and there will, an explanation will be in the article. Pfizer failed at all-cause mortality in the original clinical trials. Normally, with any drug or any vaccine, if you fail that endpoint, it is impossible to get the drug or the vaccine approved. But it was. Gee, who approved it? The FDA. Gee, the FDA who gets a piece of the patent. The FDA that is actually a private corporation with not with your best interest at heart, but how much money they make at heart. We are looking at an FDA that approved, even if it's for emergency use, a vaccine that could not pass an absolutely mandatory endpoint. It couldn't.
There were so many corners cut with this coming to the public, Roger. It's if it wasn't so funny, it wouldn't be funny. It is absolutely ludicrous what they did bringing this forward. Of the amount of times it was tested, animal studies were thrown right out the door. None of that applied.
Yeah, but what are animal what good are animal trials? I mean,
well, okay. You know, I've done a little bit of looking into vaccines over the years, and it gives you a generational effect of the vaccine, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, hold on. Let me take that just a little bit further because you're not mistaken. What we do is we use an animal that has a very high birth rate, okay? And that would be something like rats or gerbils or something like that, where you can get a dozen generations in 2 years.
Right.
And you give them an mRNA vaccine, and 10, 12 generations later, what do the babies look like? Are they crippled? Are they missing legs? Do they live for only a month instead of a year? What happens? So again, they're telling us that due to the emergency, they skipped these generational studies. They skipped the animal trials. I'm going to tell you that's another big ass lie. They knew exactly what's going to happen. They ran those studies and it did exactly what they wanted it to do. The point here is they don't want you to know what it did.
Well, it killed the animals that they were using in the studies. With that information I looked at a year ago.
Or it made them infertile.
Or they got three eyes or two extra feet coming out of the side of their body. Some of the stuff I read was absolutely mind-blowing.
Or they had a 12-inch. Never mind.
Yeah. Anyways, all that being said, it was absolutely astounding, some of the information. Of course, they want to keep that from the public because the public would freak. But just the fact that they were allowed to bring this forward under a perceived emergency, which was never an emergency to begin with, just shows you the power of the mainstream media and how much they can manipulate society. Go ahead.
And the thing of it is, most people don't understand this was the biggest reason that Joe Bob had to be in the presidency of the United States at this point in time. Joe Bob is 100% controlled. Joe Bob can be literally held under the thumb of the Chinese. He can be held under the thumb of the Russians. He is compromised through his son and the business dealings they had. We're looking at a president that has committed treason as vice president and probably while he was running for president. So what you've got is a guy who's not only so, I don't know, over the hill when it comes to mental acuity, but at the same time, he's compromised. So what you've got is the guy who's supposed to be in the driver's seat in the most powerful country on the planet, who is actually compromised and an idiot. You can't have it better than that.
Correct. One question for me from the audience here, Roger. The rise in HIV amongst people that are getting the vaccinations. One of the listeners was asking about if you know any information about that.
Yes, but...
And we only got a couple minutes, so maybe you could hit on that for a minute before we have to get you out of here again.
It's not just the HIV, and I'm not going to hang on the HIV because what I will say is there is a perceived, not a perceived, an absolute seen rise in HIV. But there's also a massive rise in cancer. There's also a massive rise in leukemia. There's also a massive rise in. And again, let's go back to why you don't want these generational animal studies to be released to the public, because this is what people would see. I have heard of at least a dozen people who were cured of cancer. They had cancer. They were in total remission. They had been to at least a half a dozen doctor's visits over 2 or 3 years. There is no sign of cancer in their body. They've had their 2 injections, and now they're full bore cancerous again.
300% increase in cancer in the last year, Roger.
Say it isn't so.
Crazy, crazy rise, buddy. But it's all a coincidence. Everything that's happening in our society, it's all coincidences, buddy. One day we got to write a book about that, really, the amount of coincidences that we are experiencing in our society right now.
It
would make for a good novel or a good comedy show, one of the two.
Maybe we could, as long as we don't get vaccinated.
Well, you know, and I know, Roger, the only way they'll ever get one of those in my body is when my heart's not beating. And if that's the case, so be it. But you'll never get one in my body. And the good thing is that a lot of people are really starting to see this. My biggest concern and my biggest hope this week would be that this information coming out from Pfizer and these dumps, according to what I can understand, Roger, this was information that they got in the first 6 months. So these are actually reports from 2021. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So from 2021 to 2022, we have no idea what's been added to that list, correct?
And again, it's...
But those dumps are coming out.
Yeah. None of this can be proven because right. Even the people who have the information and are releasing it are doing it under strict copyright. So you're only going to see what they're allowing you to see, which is 1,000,000,000% better than what we knew before. Because at least now I have a video that speaks to it. At least now I have sheet after sheet of paper, well, not in my hand, but online, which lists each and every one of these side effects. And I've got to tell you something. I'm not a medical expert, but by looking at that list and reading down through it, it scares the living hell out of me.
I looked at it too, Roger. 1,400 possible reports on that dump alone. Roger, unfortunately, our time's expired again. I'm going to have to let you get out of here in a minute. I'll get you to share your last thoughts with the audience this week. It's always great having you in, and I look forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks, my friend.
All right. This is what I want everybody to take away from here. We can't have this discussion on Facebook. We cannot have this discussion on Twitter. And if you try to put a YouTube video up about this, you're probably going to lose your account. What you can do is you can go to tlbtalk.com, which is a new, relatively new social media platform, and you can discuss this. Why do I know that? Because I'm the founder of the project that put it together. We own it. It belongs to you. When you go in, do me a favor. Do a $5 a month reoccurring donation. Why? Because we don't have one penny of corporate money. And if you want that to stay there and you want it to grow, help us. No more than $5 a month. But at the same time, I'm telling you, that's not only a place where you can go to talk about this. That's a place where you can go to learn about it. And if you've got a mechanism where you can teach and you can learn, protect it with your life. There aren't many left.
That's a very, very good point. It's very, very true, Roger. So thanks for coming in, buddy, and I'll talk to you again in about 2 weeks from now.
Thank you for your time. Both you and Steve are appreciated.
You're welcome. Okay, guys, I'll be back in a few minutes with Chris Sky, but I just got a message from Chris that he might not be able to make it, and because he's traveling between venues right now. He's on his way to Edmonton right now, and he doesn't know what his cell service is going to be like for the next hour. So if he can't join me, I've got Ron Stevens ready to come in and fill in for him. So I'll be back in about 3 minutes with one of those two gentlemen.